Santana's from. Bakkenstedt's 2-1. Swing and a miss. And the count's now 2-2. Pleasure to have you join us on Bally Live, MILB.TV, free audio streams, kcballers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. Enduring a little technical difficulties already on this Sunday afternoon, but thank you for your patience. Dan Helody here to give you the action. 2-2, a bit outside. Santana now will have a full count. Santana at the plate, Trey Morgan, first baseman to bat. At least the good news with the technical difficulties, he only missed one at bat. It was a ground out from Narciso Polanco. Bakkenstedt's 3-2 to Santana. Scott in a right. Albertson is seeing. Will drift a little bit into right center and make the grab for the out. The count is now not important. It's an F9 in the book for Santana. Two outs now, and due up is Trey Morgan. Again, pleasure to have you join us. Dan Helody here to give you all the action. All 66 home games in Kannapolis. When we have technical non-difficulties, had some difficulties earlier just a couple of moments ago. Getting connected was a difficulty. First pitch to Trey Morgan. Big swing and a miss. It's 0-1 on the River Dogs first baseman. 3-2 up in the order for Charleston in the top of the first. Polanco, Santana, and Morgan in the lineup for the River Dogs. 0-1 from Bakkenstedt. Sharp liner into left. That'll drop in front of Galaney for a base knock. Two-out single for Trey Morgan. Woo Shin, the batter now. The left fielder for the River Dogs. Woo Shin bats in the cleanup spot. Angel Mateo, right fielder, bats fifth. Rodales Martinez, catcher, bats sixth. Noah Myers, center fielder, bats seventh. Batting eighth, Ricardo Gonzalez. And batting ninth is the second baseman, Carlos Colmenares. All for Sean Smedley and the Charleston River Dogs. First pitch from Bakkenstedt, a bit in the dirt. Blocked by the catcher, Gonzalez. Counts 1-0. Bakkenstedt making his third start of the year. He was slated to start last Sunday in Myrtle Beach, but Mother Nature had other plans. The game was postponed due to rain down on the Grand Strand. So Bakkenstedt making his first start in 2 weeks on the bump for the Ballers. 1-0. Inside corner. Counts 1-1 on Woo Shin. Angel Mateo in right field on deck as we'll look at the defensive setup quickly for Kannapolis. Here in this final game of the series, Galaney, Hogan, Asian left to right in the outfield today for Pat Leland. Bakkenstedt set of the bump, 1-1. Sharp liner, center field this time, and it drops in front of Hogan for a base hit. Morgan will stumble on the second base bag. Throw comes in, though, and it will hold him at second. So a station-to-station single for the River Dogs. Morgan and now Shin, both with a base knock. And Angel Mateo, the batter. So 2-1, 2-out for Charleston. Mateo bats left to right in the infield for Kannapolis today. It's Edric Felix, Arxie Hernandez, Riku Nishida, Caden Connor, and behind the dish, Juan Gonzalez for Jake Bakkenstedt. Bakkenstedt will set. First base out of the rubber. First pitch to Mateo is on the inside corner. 0-1, your count. Ballers today in the Construction Day uniforms. So if you're watching on Bally Live or MILB.TV and you say, what in the world are those jerseys? They're Construction Day uniforms. 0-1. In there on the inside corner, 0-2 on Angel Mateo. Meant to look like a blue and red Buffalo plaid jersey with the yellow construction vest over it. It is all just one jersey. They're not wearing multiple layers. That'd be really toasty. 0-2 from Bakkenstedt. In there, ring him up, got him looking called. Strike three. There's the first punch out of the day for Bakkenstedt, and that's the third out of this top of the first inning. That'll send us to our first break of the day here on the broadcast. We'll take a break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Nishida, Galaney, and Connor do up when we come back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bottom of the first here in the Sunday series finale between the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Charleston Riverdogs. Kannapolis has won 4 of the 5 games this week, looking to make it 5 of 6 as Nishida fouls off the first pitch he sees. It's 0-1 on Riku Nishida. Riku Nishida, Ryan Galaney, Caden Connor due up against Chandler Murphy as Riku shows bunt, pulls it back, but he gets a piece of it. It's fouled off 0-2. Chandler Murphy getting the start today for the Riverdogs on the bump. 6'3", 203-pound righty. 12th round pick in 2023 out of Missouri is Chandler Murphy. This one's a bit inside. Nishida with a 1-2 count. Chandler Murphy making his fourth appearance, third start of the season. 1-2 grounded to short. Gonzalez fields to first. He goes for the out. 6-3 ground out for Riku Nishida. First out is had, and Ryan Galaney will bat. Ryan Galaney will bat after he played hero last night in the Saturday action here in Kannapolis. Final night of Q's weekend. Ryan Galaney brought home the bacon with a 2-RBI double to tie the game in the fifth inning. First pitch is a bit inside from Murphy. A 1-0 count on Ryan Galaney. In left field today for the first time of the season. 1-0. Foul off. It heads up. The bat goes flying. And ends up down in the Charleston dugout. Looks like the bat's okay as Galaney's thumb guard even went flying. And then Charleston chucks the bat back onto the field. Pat Leland, the manager of the Cannonballers, will come deliver the bat back to Galaney. A little more sticky stuff on the bat, Mr. Ryan. He fumbled the bag. 1-1 count, one out. Murphy's pitch on the way. Galaney gets hit in the back, and that's got to hurt. Galaney having some words, it looks like, with Chandler Murphy. He's kind of staring him down and offering some words. Home plate umpire Andrew Schrock is saying, hey, just take a walk. And they're still yapping at each other. A little Sunday beef going on in this series finale. Mama always did make a pot roast on Sundays. Caden Connor will bat one on, one out in this bottom of the first inning. As Galaney hit by the pitch. A little animosity from Galaney. So Connor in to bat. Batting third in the lineup for Pat Leland and the Ballers today. First pitch to Connor. Breaking ball a bit outside. A 1-0 count. Albert Sinisian, after the night off, bats fourth. He's in the lineup today. Batting fifth, Arxi Hernandez. Batting sixth, Luis Pineda. Juan Gonzalez, the catcher, bats seventh. Batting eighth, Matt Hogan in center. And then Edric Felix rounds out the lineup, batting ninth. 1-0 in the dirt and low, blocked by the catcher, Rodelis Martinez. It is a 2-0 count. Albertson is seeing awaiting on deck in this bottom of the first. 2-0 count, one out. Kannapolis looking to win their fifth game of the week, and it will be the sixth win of their last eight games. Been pretty hot times for the Ballers. Check swing on the 2-0, and it is a foul ball, 2-1 count. defensively today for the River Dogs in the navy blue tops, gray pants, all blue caps with the HC Holy City logo on the front of the cap. Getting out of the Tampa Bay Rays organization. 2-1. A breaking ball just a bit outside. It is 3-1. Third night in a row that the River Dogs have worn these navy blue tops at Reed Holy City across the front. Hoping they've done the laundry. The third night in a row they've worn these. Ugh. Stanky up in here. 3-1 to Connor. Just a bit outside for ball four. Galaney will take a walk to second. Caden Connor takes the walk to first on the base on balls. Albertson and Sien do up now. 2-1, 1-out. So defensively for the River Dogs, Shin in left, Myers in center, Mateo in right. Around the infield, around the horn, Polanco at third, Gonzalez at short, Colmenar is at second, Morgan at first. And behind the dish, Rodales Martinez. First pitch to a C and a bit low and inside, and it's 1-0. Chandler Murphy, as mentioned, making his fourth appearance of the year. Third start. He appeared earlier this week on Wednesday, tossed an inning in two-thirds, so not a super long outing. 1-0, bit up and inside for a C, and it's 2-0. Inning in two-thirds, one hit, no runs. He walked four ballers, though, and struck out one. 2-0 count working from the stretch is Murphy. Pitch on the way. Big swing and a miss. Count is 2-1. Chandler Murphy, four-seam fastball, two-seam fastball, cutter, cutter, changeup. He's got two different cutters. Does it Chandler Murphy. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good pitch by Murphy upstairs, and it's 2-2. Cutter, curveball, changeup. Not two different types of cutters. Cutter, curveball, changeup. From Murphy, the former Missouri Tiger in the SEC. I'm seeing more neon in the crowd, I think, than I've ever seen. With it being construction day, everyone's wearing the bright yellow vests and the hard hats. 2-2 from Murphy. Chopper up the middle. Backhanded by the second baseman, Colmenares, on the short stop side of the base. And throw to first in time for the out. It is a 4-3 ground out. Colmenares might have been doing a little too much there. Nonetheless, he gets the out. The runners move up. Galaney to third and Connor to second. So two on still and two out for Arxie Hernandez. Arxie will bat with two on in scoring position. A big spot here for the ballers in the first inning. First pitch in there called strike. It is 0-1 on Arxie Hernandez. Arxie on the year batting 220 in a multi-hit game last night. 0-1 in the wave. Swing and a miss. Count is 0-2. Should Arxie be able to get out of this 0-2 count? The ballers are 3-2 this year when they score in the first inning. So getting on the right foot in the first inning, though challenging, can bode some good. Ballers have really done well when scoring first. 0-2, fastball upstairs, Arxie takes, and it's 1-2. Kannapolis, when scoring first, are 8-2. Compare that to when their opponent scores first, they're 3-6. So getting out on top early certainly helps matters. 1-2 from Murphy. Check swing. Arxie goes around. Doesn't matter. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. It's a looking strikeout for Arxie Hernandez. First one of the day for the righty Chandler Murphy. And that'll send us to the second break of the day. Top of the second we go. Rodales Martinez, Noah Myers, Ricardo Gonzalez. And we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network scoreless in Kannapolis. Thank you. Has been upstairs 1-0. Wind blowing out to left field a little bit today here in Kannapolis, but still a nice day. Overcast. And in the mid-70s, 78 degrees here in Kannapolis. 1-0. Breaking ball a bit outside. It is 2-0. Hawkinson working from the windup. 2-0 to Myers. Inside corner. Count now moves to 2-1. Nice pitch from the righty Hawkinson. His ERA now down to below a 3. Below 4, I should say, at 3.72. From the line, 2-1. Myers swings and gets a piece of it, 2-2. Myers, the former South Carolina Upstate Spartan, but he's from Windsor, Ontario, Canada. They have a lot of hockey up in Canada. 2-2. Breaking ball just a bit outside. Count runs full. And 78 degrees and overcast here in Kannapolis. Pitch on the way. Just a bit inside, ball four. One out walk issue to Noah Myers. First walk of the day for Bockenstedt. That'll produce one base runner. And it's one out for Ricardo Gonzalez. 78 degrees and overcast. 1:33 was your first pitch time. Here on Construction Day, first pitch in there, called strike. It's 0-1 on to Ricardo Gonzalez, the switch hitting shortstop today for the River Dogs. Normally Adrian Santana has been in that spot. However, today it is Gonzalez, Santana DHing for the final game of the series. 0-1, check on the runner, not in time. After today, the River Dogs are going to take the four-hour ride back down to Charleston. And they got to hit on a bus right again tomorrow as they open a series on Tuesday in Augusta against the Green Jackets. I'll tell you why it's interesting. 0-1. Outside, 1-1. They're going to get on the bus tomorrow to go to Augusta for a 11 a.m. first pitch game on Tuesday. One-one, grounder to first. Connor Fields to second for one on to first. Did he get the out? Yes, he did. Little fancy loop-de-loop play in the infield. 3-6-1 double play. That'll turn us into the bottom of the second inning. Pineda, Gonzalez, Hogan do up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network in left field. Some kiddos getting a little too feisty out there on the left field berm and throwing a baseball onto the field. First pitch high and foul. Counts 0-1 on Luis Pineda. Pineda, Gonzalez, Hogan do up. Pineda had a big RBI double yesterday in the sixth inning that gave the Ballers the lead. In the final night of Q's weekend, 0-1 in there called strike. It's 0-2 on Pineda. The DH today for Pat Leland. 0-2 for Murphy. Check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did, says home plate umpire Andrew Schrock. Second punch out of the day for Murphy. One out now, two up, is Juan Gonzalez. Juan Gonzalez will stand in. El Toro Bravo. The Brave Bull is Juan Gonzalez. First pitch in there called strike, 0-1. I've also heard El Toro Loco, which is the crazy bull. 0-1, swing and a miss. And it's 0-2. Here's some cool names. You've heard El Oso Blanco before, which is the white bear, which is like the polar bear. 0-2 chopped foul, 0-2 your count. El Oso Blanco, I believe, was Evan Gattis, the former Braves backstop. Pete Alonso up in New York, now obviously called the polar bear. Polar Bear Pete. 0-2. Inside for a ball. 1-2. Got to take Pete Alonso to the zoo and have him do a photo shoot with a polar bear. 1-2 foul back. 1-2 your count. Saw a polar bear last week. Went to the North Carolina Zoo with my fiance, and there saw one of them just walking around. And man, those things are huge. Wouldn't want to find one in the wild. 1-2 on the way. Lower part of the zone, ring him up, got him looking. Gold strike three. Three punch outs in a row for Chandler Murphy. Two outs now, three strikeouts in a row for Murphy. Two outs, nobody on for Matt Hogan. So Hogan stands in for the first time today. Had the day off yesterday. First pitch, low part of the zone for a called strike. It is 0-1. Hogan technically didn't have the complete day off. He did appear as a defensive replacement, but didn't see an at-bat. 0-1. In there, called strike. Murphy pounding the strike zone. 0-2 count, two outs. Bottom second as Hogan will call time. I think Matt Hogan would fit the superlative of guy who most looks like an authentic construction worker, just kind of that guy that goes out and works hard. As the 0-2 check swing, did he go? Yes, he did. Infield umpire says he went around. Either those crayons I ate this morning were not non-toxic, or I just saw an interesting call out there as Hogan, I didn't think, took the bat off the shoulder that much. Nonetheless, fourth punch out of the day for Chandler Murphy, and that'll send us into the third inning. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network, scoreless in Kannapolis.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Top of the third inning here in Kannapolis as first pitch to Carlos Colmenares in there for a called strike, 0-1. It's a relaxed, laid-back Sunday here in Kannapolis. These two sides just trying to duke it out and pick up a victory in the series, 0-1. A little bit low to Colmenares, a 1-1 count now. Jake Plackenstedt back out for his third inning of action. What's been a pretty fun day at the ballpark so far. Construction day in full swing, no pun intended. Bakkenstedt working from the wind. Why do I hear a squeaky toy? Hopefully y'all on the broadcast can hear that as well. There must be a squeaky toy below me. 1-1 is a bit low, but called a strike by Andrew Schrock, 1-2. Someone's got to have one below us here in Kannapolis. I'm already being judged and saying this is a Golden Retriever broadcast. Nonetheless, we're here for it. 1-2. Fouled off. Colmenares will shimmy his way down the baseline, but he'll have to shimmy his way back after fouling the pitch off of his leg, and it's 1-2. Colmenares due up, and then Narciso Polanco, Adrian Santana. Colmenares is a true two-outcome player this year for Charleston. He's either walked or struck out. He's eighth in the league in walks, tied for second in strikeouts. 1-2, and another punch out to his line as Bakkenstedt gets a swing and miss. Throw to first to confirm the strikeout. K2-3 in the book. That's the first out. And Coleman Ares is the second punch out victim of the day for Jake Bakkenstedt. So two punch outs, one down, due up Narciso Polanco. Chandler Murphy got a strikeout of the side in the bottom of the second inning. Bakken sets first pitch to Polanco, middle low, and it's 1-0. Ballers 11-8 on the year, a game and a half back in the lead for the Carolina League South Division. Ballers are hot. One open inside, 2-0. Just trailing two teams, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Columbia Fireflies. So the Birds and the Bugs are all that stands between the Ballers and a playoff dance in September. 2-0. Lifted into right, hit well, backtracking a C-in. Warning track, he looks up, that ball is out of here. Narciso Polanco with a solo shot, and the River Dogs take the lead in the top of the third. They strike first. Third hit of the day for Charleston, and it's a solo homer for Narciso Polanco. That is his first home run of the season, his first home run since June of last year in the Complex League against the Orioles. So Polanco with just his second professional home run. And the River Dogs lead 1-0. Adrian Santana, the batter. First pitch is a bit outside, 1-0. Just a well-hit ball from Narciso Polanco. Santana, the batter, against Bakkenstedt. 1-0. Just a bit up and away. It's 2-0. Bakkenstedt now has allowed runs in every outing he's been in. This is his third outing, of course. He allowed a couple against Augusta and a couple against Charleston, a 2-0. Wave and a miss, now 2-1. Bakkenstedt has pitched against the River Dogs before today. It was on the series finale. 0-1. He gave up four runs in four innings with five hits. He did strike out six. 2-1. Santana gets a hold of this ball in the center, backtracking Hogan. He'll stay in the ballpark, though, and make the grab for the out. F8, Santana 0-2 with a pair of flyouts, and now Trey Morgan, the batter. So Trey Morgan will stand in, trying to give the River Dogs more offense as the Ballers fall behind early here. It's 1-0 at the top of the third. Morgan got a single in the first inning against Bakkenstedt. First pitch, he swings and pops this one foul. That'll end up in the seats. Heads up. Hope he got her hard hats on down there. 0-1 count. Trey Morgan will stand back in. Third round pick out of LSU, one of the top prospects in the Rays organization, number 14 overall. Pretty highly touted lefty bat with his luscious blonde locks. 0-1. Grounder to second. Nishida makes the play and will field to first in time for the out. 4-3 ground out. Trey Morgan is the third out, and that'll send us to the break. Bottom of the third. Due up Edric Felix, Riku Nishida, Ryan Galaney. Ballers trail 1-0 after a solo homer from Narciso Polanco. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Edric Felix, bottom of the third. First pitch from Murphy, who has struck out a quartet of cannonballers in his last four batters faced. It's ball one, a 1-0 count on Edric Felix. We're in the bottom of the third. River Dogs lead a 1-0. This one is fouled off the foot of Edric Felix. Gosh, oh golly gee, that's got to hurt. Count 1-1 on Edric. Noriko Nishida, Ryan Galani to follow. It's the bottom of the third. Still early in the ballgame. The River Dogs lead, though, 1-0 on a solo homer from Narciso Polanco. One-one count on Edric Felix. Third baseman today for Pat Leland, who was in the lineup yesterday, 0-3. 1-1 a bit low. It is 2-1. Felix struck out twice yesterday against the River Dogs. There's now time called, and a kid dropped a hard hat down onto the field. Looks like multiple kids dropping hard hats. Come on, man. That's going to end up on Monday Night Football. Don't drop the hard hats on the field. 2-1 count. Nobody out. Don't think I've ever thought I would ever say that on the broadcast, that there's hard hats on the field. 2-1. Sharp liner into center. That'll drop into center for a base knock. Edric Felix, a little leadoff single. First hit of the day for Edric Felix. And now Ms. Casey on for her first appearance. Ms. Casey Betty, Baller's Bat Dog, has made her face shown for the first time. First hit of the day for the Ballers. First hit of the day for Edric Felix. And it's a no-no-no-mo for Chandler Murphy. Nishida stands in. First pitch. Wave and a miss. It is 0-1. Looks like an arm up and going to get loose down the line for the River Dogs. Drew Dowd up and getting loose. Check on the runner at first. Not in time. And the count still 0-1 on Riku Nishida from Osaka, Japan. 11th round pick in 2023 out of Oregon. Former Duck. 0-1. Gets the bunt down. It's a beauty. Played by Polanco. He'll throw to first in time for the out, but it moves the runner up. So Felix to second, and Nishida out on a 5-3 grounder. One down now, and due up Ryan Galani. Is Casey dressed for the occasion in a safety vest? I think she needs it. Every time she walks out of the ball field, you got to be able to see where she's at. Don't want to hurt the Bat Dog. One out, Galani stands in. First pitch. Lifted high and foul. As that one bounces, and it's going to end up in the seats. Heads up. It bounced off the light pole and into the seats. 0-1 count, one out. At second base is Edric Felix. 0-1 from Murphy. Grounder to second. To his left goes Coleman Ares. He'll field, and to first he goes for the out. That's the second out of the inning. And he moves the runner to third. Felix now 90 feet away from scoring. Another ground out produces the runner moving up. And now Caden Connor will bat. Runner on third, two outs. So Connor stands in. He walked his first time up. First pitch. Check swing over the head of Murphy. Fielded by the shortstop Gonzalez. He'll throw to first in time for the out. Runner will not score. So after a leadoff single from Felix, a trio of groundouts, and that'll send us into the fourth inning in Kannapolis. We'll be right back after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. New up at Shin, Mateo Martinez for the River Dogs in this top of the fourth. Wu Shin stands in to lead off top of the fourth. First pitch from Bakken, set of it upstairs, a 1-0 count. As it's Wu Shin on El Mateo. And Rodelis Martinez two up in this top of the fourth. River Dogs lead 1-0. 1-0. In there, called strike. Count is 1-1. Top of the fourth here in Kannapolis, and a busy day in the Carolina League for sure. We'll get you a look at the out-of-town scores while we have a moment. 1-1 in there, 1-2. Top of the fifth in Carolina, the Mudcats looking to avoid falling for the fourth game in a row. They host the Salem Red Sox. It's 2-2. 1-2, tap foul. Shin has a 1-2 count. They just got started up in Lynchburg. The Hillcats already down 3-0 to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans after one. After one in Delmarva, scoreless between the Shorebirds and the Frednats. And then two 5-0-5 starts in the league as Shin lines this one into right for a base hit. That'll be one on for the River Dogs and a little single into right. He has his second hit of the day. One on, nobody out for Angel Mateo. So Angel Mateo stands in. Two 5-0-5 starts. One is the Battle of the Bugs, the Columbia Fireflies and the Augusta Green Jackets at 5-0-5. And then in Fayetteville, Battle of the Birds. 5-0-5, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers host the Down East Wood Ducks. Woodpeckers, Wood Ducks. Mateo stands in, first pitch. Upstairs and inside, a 1-0 count. Mateo struck out looking. It is a first at-bat against Jake Bakkenstedt. River Dogs always seem to put up a good fight on Sundays. They are 1-0 at home. 0-1 on the road on Sunday games. Pitch in there for a called strike, 1-1. Their best day statistically is Fridays. They're 3-1 on Fridays. 1-1 check on the runner, not in time. River Dogs are 7-12 on the year. Bakkenstedt set of the bump. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Upstairs. 2-1. Ballers have only played a pair of Sunday games, and they're 0-2. This is the first time all year they're wearing specialty jerseys. By specialty jersey, define it as like a one-off day, like construction day, where we're not going to be wearing these at all the rest of the year. 2-1. Lifted high and foul. Might end up still in play. Heads up. It'll end up in the row of seats. Heads up. And a nice fan makes a grab in section 104. Two-two count on El Mateo. Rodelis Martinez awaiting on deck in this top of the fourth. Juan Gonzalez behind the dish for Jake Bakkenstedt. 2-2 on the way. Swinging a curveball fouled off, and it's still 2-2. Bakkenstedt, fastball, curveball, cutter, splitter. Puts the ball in between his fingers and makes like a snake. That's how you throw a splitter. Bakkenstedt with a pair of strikeouts today through a three-plus innings. 2-2. Trying to get one there and just pulled it a little much, and the count runs full. Overcast skies in Kannapolis, no threat of rain though. And what's been a beautiful week of baseball. 3-2 count, nobody out. Here's the pitch. Sharp grounder past the shortstop Hernandez into left for a base hit. That'll be a 2-1 now for the River Dogs. Mateo follows up a single with one of his own. And now Rodelis Martinez will bat with two on, nobody out. But now time called. Bakkenstedt is going to call the infield into a little meeting. And Juan Gonzalez playing leader of this little convention. Behind the mound, because now home plate umpire Andrew Schrock is going to break up the party. Andrew Schrock going to play party pooper. First mound visit of the day for Kannapolis, Jake Bockenstead. And with nobody out in this top of the fourth. Still warming down the line for Charleston is Drew Dowd, the lefty. So assuming we'll see him next inning. Two on, nobody out, Bockenstead's pitch. This one's lined into center. Hogan's going to come in, and he won't get there. It falls for a base hit. Station to station, though, as Shin pulls up at third. Just another base hit. Three singles in the inning for the River Dogs. They're racking up singles like a sign-up sheet for speed dating. Bases loaded, nobody out. Noah Myers, the batter. So Myers will stand in. He walked his first time up. He's got runners at every base and nobody out. Bockenstead sets and he'll fake the throw to second. Nobody covering though. It's a disengagement. He'll get a fresh pitch clock. Bockenstead working from the stretch. First pitch. Myers will sky this one into center. Hogan will backtrack a little. He makes the grab for the out. Shin will tag from a third and score. Throw comes in from Hogan, though, and he holds everyone else. So it'll be a sacrifice fly for Noah Myers, and that'll produce another run for the River Dogs. A sack fly scores the run. And that's now two on and one out for Ricardo Gonzalez. So the sack fly produces another run. Two on, one at second, one at first for Ricardo Gonzalez, who grounded into a double play his last time up. First pitch, another first pitch fly out into his center. Hogan makes the play and throw comes in. Man, Matt Hogan's been a busy man here in this inning. He's had three straight balls put out to him in the center. A single and now a pair of flyouts, so two on and two out for Carlos Colmenares. Colmenares will stand in, two outs, top of the fourth. First pitch, little blooper back to the bump. Bockenstead will field. The first, he goes for the out. Thankfully, just the one run allowed. Base is loaded, and the River Dogs can only muster one as Colmenares grounds out. That'll end the frame. One run on three hits for the Charleston River Dogs. It's 2-0 after 3.5. We'll send it to the fourth. Asian Hernandez Pineda do up for the Ballers. We come back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. Albertson is seeing, leads things off. New arm on the bump for the Charleston River Dogs. It's the lefty Drew Dowd taking over. This one's in there called strike. Dowd, 6'2", 206-pound lefty from Millbrae, California. Former Stanford Cardinal lefty is Drew Dowd. He'll work from the line, 0-1 to a C, and swing and a miss. It is now 0-2. So Chandler Murphy's day is done as the starting arm for the Charleston River Dogs. Final line for him, 3 shutout innings. 1 hit, 1 walk, 4 punch-outs. 0-2 count, nobody out. Bottom 4, Asian. Wine and a fire will down in the dirt, blocked by Martinez. It is 0-2, moving to 1-2. Down the former Stanford Southpaw, 2-time Pac-12 champion with Stanford, drafted in the 8th round by the Tampa Bay Rays. 243rd overall. 1-2 to Asian. Swing and a miss. Just a lazy swing from Albertson. He can't get there, so one out. First punch out of the day for Dowd. And now Arcee Hernandez will bat. Arcee Hernandez will stand in over one with a strikeout. Murphy struck out 4. Now Dowd has 1. As Dowd taking over. Not the only Stanford ball player to be drafted in the 8th round. Eddie Park, who has a day off for Kannapolis, also an 8th round pick out of Stanford. First pitch in the right, and Mateo makes the grab for the out. Arcee Hernandez flies out quickly now. 2 outs in this bottom of the 4th, and 2 up is Luis Pineda, the DH. So Pineda has a strikeout. This is part of that row from the first and second inning when Murphy struck out the side and then the last batter of the first inning to get 4 in a row. First pitch in there called strike, 0-1 on Luis Pineda. Down the lefty, standing cross-legged on the bump, 0-1 in the dirt, blocked by Martinez. It's 1-1. Down a Pac-12 All-Conference honorable mention in 2023. 9-3 record with 2 saves in 32 appearances for the Cardinal. 1-1. Skied high and deep. Left field backtracking. Wu Shin deep in the gap. Warning track. Can't make the grab. It falls in the warning track. And Pineda will skirt on in safely with a double. That's a well-hit ball from Pineda. Shin tracked it down well, but it is a double for Pineda. 2 outs, and now Juan Gonzalez will stand in. So Juan Gonzalez will stand in. 1 on, 2 outs for the ballers. Gonzalez will dig in. Runner on second, first pitch inside. Count is 1-0 to Juan Gonzalez. Down to work from the stretch. 1-0 to Juan. Ground ball to short, deep in the hole, it's short. Played by Gonzalez, throw over to first in time for the out. 6-3 ground out, and that'll leave the runner stranded. Just the 4th runner left on by the Boulders today. They haven't had much offense, but one little offense they've had has kind of stumbled. So we'll go to the 5th. 2-0 River Dogs in this series finale. We'll be right back on the Boulders Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Top of the fifth, Bockenstedt back on the bump. Narciso Polanco tries to lay a bunt down, and it goes completely the opposite direction you want it. You want it forward and down, and it went back and up. So Polanco, Santana, Trey Morgan, the three-up in this fifth inning for Kannapolis. Bockenstedt, his fifth inning of work. It was the Ballers and River Dogs battle in this series finale, 0-1. Grounded a second, Nishida toying around, makes the play for the out. And that's the first out of the fifth. One out, Adrian Santana, the batter. Adrian Santana, 31st overall pick in the MLB draft last year of Doral Academy in Hialeah, Florida. Home of the Doral Academy Firebirds. How awesome would that be to have the Firebirds as your mascot in high school? I'll tell you what my mascot in high school was. Non-existent. This one's up and inside, a 1-0 count. For those of you not aware, that's a homeschool joke. I'm homeschooled. I was homeschooled. I'm not now, obviously. 23 years old. If I was still in high school, it wouldn't be fun. 1-0. Inside corner, 1-1. Well, it wouldn't be fun, just age difference. 18-year-olds are different than 23-year-olds. 16-year-olds are different than 18-year-olds. Let's be real. 1-0. This one is looped into right for a base hit. Santana is going to scurry around the base path. Throw's going to go into second, and it's not in time. Santana blazes around the base paths for a little double down the line in right with one out. So one on, one out. And Trey Morgan, first baseman, will be the batter. Santana with his first hit of the day. And it's his first hit of the series. That double down the line. He has struggled against these Ballers this week. First pitch to Morgan. He's had more than a few hits this week. This one's up and in, 1-0. There is an arm warming down the line in right for the Ballers. Looks like Luke Bell getting up and tossing. 1-0 from Bockenstedt. Up and away, Morgan takes. 1-0 becomes 2-0. And now time call. Gonzalez will go out and talk with Bockenstedt. Wind blowing out to left today is the Ballers and River Dogs in the series finale. After this, the Ballers will hit the road and head to Lynchburg for a six-game set. The affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians, the Lynchburg Hillcats. And Charleston will head home for tonight. Sleep in their own beds tonight and then hit the road tomorrow for Augusta. Santana at second. He's got some speed. 9 for 9 in stolen bases this year. 2-0. Upstairs, 3-0. Bockenstedt at 66 pitches. 3 balls and no strikes on Trey Morgan. He is 1 for 2 with a single today. Bockenstedt comes set. 3-0 on the way. Swung on, belted into left. Backtracking Delaney. just shy of the warning track. Now on the warning track, makes the grab for the out. Santana will easily scurry to third on the play. So a fly out into left for Morgan is the second out. Santana at third, 90 feet away from scoring, and Wu Shin will bat. He's 2 for 2. So Pockinson will work from the wind to the runner at third. First pitch to Shin. Fastball in there for a called strike at 92 miles an hour. 0-1 count. Wu Shin has as many hits today as Tusks on a Walrus. 2 for 2. Shin unloads on the 0-1 into center. Backtracking Matt Hogan on the run, makes the grab for the out. F8 in the books. 3 outs now. In the top of the fifth, runner stranded at third, it's Santana. That'll take us to a break. Bottom five, Hogan, Felix, and Nishina do up. We come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Matt Hogan, Edric, Felix, Riku Nishida do up. Bottom five, Drew Dowd back on the bump. First pitch to Hogan, a bit up and inside, a 1-0 count. Bottom five, just past 2:30 here on the East Coast. Pleasure to have you join us. Dan Lodi here on the Ballers Baseball Network, giving you the action for the final game of the series between the Ballers and the Charleston River Dogs. 1-0 in there for a called strike. It is now 1-1 on Matt Hogan. One count with nobody out. Pitch on the way, waving a miss. Hogan now has a 1-2 count behind in the count against Dowd. These two sides will not see each other again until late July in Charleston, and then we'll play each other again here at Atriemouth Ballpark in August. By then, who knows who's going to be still on the roster and who's not. All kinds of roster moves in between now and then. 1-2 upstairs. Count is even 2-2. I'm not trying to say that in a, what's the word, harsh way. Just the nature of minor league baseball. Your roster could be very different in the next week. 3-2 now the count as this one's upstairs. You'll get promotions, guys on the injured list. You'll get guys on the development list. Anything can happen. Full count, nobody out. Pitch to Hogan, up and in, and it hits him on the arm. So an HBP, and that's ball. Hits him up in the arm. Edric Felix will bat, one on, and a nobody out. And I have a new nickname for him. You ready to hear it? Because of his cat-like reflexes. He's officially being dubbed in the broadcast as Felix the Cat. One on, nobody out. Runner goes first pitch and gets by Martinez. Hogan in there safely at a second. It is a stolen base as he was running anyways. But the ball gets loose past the catcher Martinez, and it's 1-0 on Edrick Felix. The River Dogs are a grand total of 10th in the Carolina League in ERA. Their pitching staff as a whole has a 4 ERA. The Kannapolis Cannonball are second in the Carolina League at 2.94. 1-0 count, pitch from Dowd. Inside corner, 1-1 to Edrick Felix. Top of the order, Riku Nishida waiting on deck in this bottom of the fifth. Hogan at second after the stolen base. 1-1. In the dirt, blocked by Martinez. 2-1. And Luke Bell, the arm up and getting loose for Kannapolis down the line. And right. No arms warming for Charleston with Drew Dowd just entering. Last inning. Pitch clock ticking down to 5 seconds. 2-1 count. He'll disengage. And we'll have a fresh pitch clock. Time call now. Rodelis Martinez will go talk with Drew Dowd. And in comes Carlos Colmenares to play translator if needed. As the meeting continues on the bump, home plate umpire Andrew Schrock is going to say, come on, y'all, let's play some baseball. Schrock back for the rest of today's game. He's been out the last few days. And Dennis Mishaw the last three games covering for Mr. Schrock. Upstairs, Felix takes 3-1. Felix, a product of Florida Gulf Coast, a 14th round pick in 2023. He's from the Orlando area. Is Edrick Felix. Count, nobody out. Pitch on the way from Dowd. Breaking ball just a bit inside, but called a strike. And the count's 3-2. Nishida waiting on deck. Full count, nobody out. Felix set on the plate. Here's the 3-2. Breaking ball in there. Ring him up, got him looking. Called strike three. Drew Dowd as his second punch out of the day. Two outs now, due up. One out in the inning. And Riku Nishida, the batter. One out, Nishida stands in. Down on the bump, trying to mow through the order. First pitch, outside, 1-0 count. Nishida, two ground outs today, so he's 0-2. Down looking into the signs. At second is Matt Hogan, 1-0. Upstairs, count 2-0. Wind has certainly calmed down a little bit here in Kannapolis. It's kind of a lazy Sunday. 2-0. Sharp ground to first. Morgan stays in front of it. Makes the pick play. Steps on the bag for the out. In a baller's uniform, Connor will swing at this pitch. Popped up into left. Going to be a tough play for Shin coming in. He'll make the grab for the out. And that's an F7 for the third out. Runner will be stranded, but the Ballers get one back. An RBI triple from Galaney. Strands the one runner. Hogan scores, though, and will send it into the sixth inning. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm of the way for Kannapolis when we come back. First pitch in there, called strike, 0-1. And Luke Bell just sent here on Tuesday from the Arizona Complex League. 0-1, swing and a miss. Martinez flails at it and misses, 0-2. 5 pitches, 5 strikes for Luke Bell. Not too shabby, my friend. O-2 count with one out. Bell, originally drafted in 2019 by the Arizona Diamondbacks, and then signed as a free agent from the White Sox in 2023. O-2 popped up shallow left. Backtracking Edrick Felix, and Felix the Cat makes the grab for the pop-out. P5, two outs, and now due up Noah Myers. Myers will stand in, 0-for-1 on the day. He had a sacrifice fly last time up and drove a run in. First time facing Luke Bell. First pitch upstairs, 1-0 count. Myers reached on a walk, and then he had a sacrifice fly. 1-0. Upstairs, 2-0. 2-0 count, 2 outs, top of the sixth here in Kannapolis between the Ballers and the River Dogs. 2-0. In there for a called strike, 2-1. Bell will come set, 2-1. Low, but called a strike, 2-2. Nice breaking ball from Luke Bell. He was a free agent signing in 2023 by the Chicago White Sox. He opted not to go to the Diamondbacks organization out of high school. Decided to go to Xavier. Ended up getting picked up by the White Sox. 2-2 count. 2 outs. My Bell's pitch. In there. Ring him up. Got him. Looking. Called. Strike 3. Another punch out for Luke Bell. That's 2 in 1 inning of work. That'll send us to the 6th inning. Still trailing by 1 are the Ballers. It'll be a CN. Hernandez Pineda due up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. Kannapolis just 1.5 back. If all things go well for them today, they could be a half game out of first place. 0-1, Asian taken off for second. Throw over the head of the second baseman, Colmenares. And now Asian caught in between second and third. A little pickle, and he's called out at second. So Asian just overran the bag at second. I mean, he got in there after an errant throw from Trey Morgan. So Albertson is seen, will get credit for the stolen base. And from there, it's kind of a weird play. It could be an error, could be just a simple put out as this one swung and a missed. It's 0-2 on Arxie Hernandez. Throw went loose in the left, and then they got the throw in time, and Asian just got a little too ambitious and tried to advance, but put out on a pickle, trying to get back in a second. 0-2. Low and outside. Out of 1-2. Another one of those weird baseball plays, that's for sure. One, two count, pitch on the way. In there, Ingham-Up got him looking, called strike three. There's the second out of the inning as Drew Dowd picks up another punch out. Due up now is Luis Pineda. Pineda will bat, slightly open stance. Dowd works from the line, first pitch. Sky high and foul, it's 0-1. One for two, a double in the fourth inning for Pineda. A one from the line, Dowd's pitch. Inside of it, and it's 1-1. Juan Gonzalez awaiting on deck. Pineda, one for two, a double last time up. It's the Ballers looking to get some offense going. They're running out of time. 1-1 from Dowd. Up and away. 2-1. No arms warming for Charleston down the line. So Dowd in it for the long haul, it seems. 2-1 count. Dowd's pitch on the way. Some high cheddar, and it's 3-1. High stinky cheddar. Ricardo Gonzalez, Carlos Colmenares, Narciso Polanco do up. Top of the seventh inning as Luke Bell takes back over on the bump. Second inning of work. Pitch on the way. Lifted into right center. That'll drop for a base hit. One on now for Charleston. Leadoff single for Ricardo Gonzalez. One for three now today. And Carlos Colmenares will be the batter. Clean inning, last inning for Luke Bell. Just no luck to start off this inning. As Colmenares will bat. Bell will send work from the stretch. First pitch, Colmenares fouls this one down the line. And that's a souvenir for a lucky fan. Count is 0-1. Count, nobody out. Colmenares at the plate, batting ninth in the order for Charleston. Pitch on the way on the 0-1 in there for a called strike. It is 0-2. Colmenares 0-3 with a walk last night. He struck out four times in a game earlier this week. On Friday, he got the golden sombrero. Today is 0-2 with a ground out and a strikeout. 0-2. Check swing. Did he go around? No, says infield umpire William Pascal, and it's 1-2. 1-2 count, nobody out. Top of the seventh inning, Bell's pitch, up and away. Gonzalez makes the snag, and it's 2-2. Two-two count, nobody out. Bell sets, check on the runner on the 2-2, not in time. Almost got him over there at first. Gonzalez with a good lean over there. Two-two count. Bell's pitch, runner going, is up and inside. Count will run full now. Full count, nobody out. Top of the seventh. 3-2, runner going, outside for ball four. And to second will go Gonzalez. Colmenares draws a walk. He's on now. For the first time today, top of the order, Narciso Polanco waiting on deck. So Narciso Polanco will bat top of the order. He had a home run in the third inning. They got the scoring started for Charleston today. Corners will play in with Polanco showing bunt immediately. Bell's first pitch. Bunt laid down. Felix will field it third. His only play will be to first. Did he get there? Yes, he did. As a play made for the out, Sean Smedley is going to call time. And now he's going to go talk with William Paschal as he thinks that Caden Connor didn't keep his foot in the bag. It's a 5-3 grounder for the first out. Everyone moves up a base. As now. Looks like Paschal and Schrock will come out and talk and see what they saw. As no, now they're going to call him safe. And Pat Leland, not a fan of the call at all. He's going to come out and talk to Paschal, and he's not happy. Pat Leland is voicing his frustration, saying, what happened here? And Pat Leland is irate, and probably rightfully so. He's been ejected. First time this year Pat Leland has been ejected as a change of the call has been made. Infield umpire William Paschal went for a second opinion, and Andrew Schrock probably voiced his opinion a little strong in the opposite opinion of the call. Leland not thrilled at all, still barking at the infield umpire. And now he's going to give Andrew Schrock a piece of his mind. Leland's been ejected for the first time this season. As he got his words in. So base is loaded and nobody out. Due up is Adrian Santana. Pat Leland will grab his water bottle and his baseball bag, and his day is done. Kicks down the door and leaves it open intentionally. Putting on a show. As Adrian Santana now will stand in. Bases loaded, nobody out. Infield's going to play in. Leland ejected for the first time this year. First pitch. To Santana from Bell, a bit outside, a 1-0 count. So Santana will ground this 1-0 through into center for a base hit. One run will score. Here comes the second run. Throw from center, cut off by Connor. Two runs cross the plate. Adrian Santana with an RBI single. Gonzalez and Colmenares both score. Polanco to second. And it's two more runs for Charleston in this seventh inning. So Trey Morgan will bat with nobody out. 2-1 for Charleston. First pitch to Trey Morgan. Bell has hit the outside corner. It is 0-1. So we'll see what comes of the plan for the next few innings. Who will act as manager? 0-1. Grounder to second. Nishida will field. Underhands to second for one on to first. And it's a double play. 4-6-3 double play. Santana out at second on the 4-6. That's the first out. And then the second out is Trey Morgan. 4-6-3 double play. Runner at third now is Polanco and Wu Shin the batter. As Shin will stand in, runner on third, two outs. I don't think
MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Juan Gonzalez leads it off here in the bottom of the seventh inning. New arm on the pump for the Charleston River Dogs. It's the righty Samuel Mejia. First pitch to Gonzalez up and inside. It's 1-0. Mejia, third arm used today by the River Dogs. As Gonzalez taps the 1-0 to third. Polanco fields, throw across. Bouncer to Morgan. It's in there in time for the out. 5-3 grounder. One out now, and due up is Matt Hogan. Hogan will stand in. Mejia, the arm on the mound, taking over. 6 foot, 190 pounds from Higuain, Dominican Republic. International free agent signee in 2019. Throws a fastball, a changeup, and a slider, does the 21-year-old. One out, pitch on the way. Inside corner, 0-1. Mejia had a bit of a rough go of it on Tuesday. 5 earned runs, 6 hits, with 1 inning of work for the righty. 0-1, swing and a miss. Hogan quickly down 0-2. 1 strikeout. Hogan stands in. He's hit by a pitch today, stole a base, and struck out as well. 0-2 count with 1 out in the bottom of the 7th. Ballers trail 4-1, 0-2. In the dirt, skipped, caught by Martinez. Mejia has allowed 8 runs on 8 hits in his last 2 2/3 innings on the mound. Bit of a rough go of it for him on the bump. Looks like Daniel Milwee over there as the acting manager now down the third base line. Pitch on the way. Hogan pops this one up a mile high in the infield. Colmenares will make the play. Almost a collision in the infield as Colmenares looked like he got stepped on by Gonzalez. Nonetheless, a P4. Edric Felix now will stand in. Looks like Milwee moves from the first base coach to the third base coach, and Javier Mora is now the first base coach for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Edric Felix will get the first pitch from Mejia upstairs, a 1-0 count. 1-0. Upstairs, 2-0. Felix will take. On the day, a single and a strikeout for Hedrick Felix. Tapped foul. Felix will fight with a 2-1 count. Newar warming down the line for Kannapolis. Looks like Nick Altermat up and tossing. 2-1 in the way from Mejia. Tapped foul. Felix now has a 2-2 count. From the line, Mejia's pitch. Breaking ball in there. Ringham up, got him looking. Called strike three. And Hedrick Felix down on strikes for the second time today. That'll send us in a 1-2-3 frame to the top of the eighth inning. Mateo Martinez-Myers due up. Looks like a new arm on the way for the Ballers. We'll be right back after this break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Pally Live. Anel Mateo, Rodales Martinez, Noah Myers due up. Top of the eighth inning, River Dogs lead 4-1 here in Kannapolis. New arm on the bump for the Ballers. It's Nick Altermat taking over. 0-1 now the count as Mateo fouls off the first pitch he sees. Altermat enters, 0-1. Fastball up and away, 1-1 to Mateo. Altermat on the bump, 6 foot, 225 pound, 24-year-old. From Redwood Falls, Minnesota. 1-1, poke down the line, foul, 1-2. Altermat entering a 4. His second time this week against the River Dogs. Former Minnesota State Mankato, a righty, 17th rounder in 2022. By the Chicago White Sox, 1-2, lifted high and foul. Mateo stays alive. 1-2 count on Mateo is Altermat. 1-1 of the 3.52 ERA. 7 2/3 innings pitched. 9 hits, 4 runs, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts. Opponents batting .290 against Nick Altermat. From the line, 1-2. Swinging and miss at the plate. He struck him out. There's a punch out for Altermat. First batter he faces, Mateo, is down on strikes. That's the third time he struck out today. There's one out, Rodales Martinez, the batter. Martinez, 1-for-3 with a single back in the fourth inning. Pitch on the way. This one's fouled off and ends up back in the seats. Heads up. 0-1 count on Rodales. He's lined out and he's popped out as well in today's matchup. A one count from Altermat. Up and in, 1-1. Altermat pitched on Wednesday, two hits in one inning of work. He hasn't allowed a run since the 18th in Myrtle Beach when he gave up 1-1. As a ball and a strike count is a bit outside, 2-1. Two balls and a strike on Rodaelys Martinez. From the wind, 2-1 on the way. Bit low and outside, 3-1. Kannapolis after today. They'll enjoy a day off tomorrow and head to Lynchburg for a six-game set with the North Division opponent, the Hillcats. 3-1 count with one out. He'll step off on the rubber, Will Altermat. No action on the Ballers Baseball Network next week in Lynchburg, so be sure to tune in. Jason Prill with the call for Lynchburg. 3-1 fouled off, and it's 3-2. Jason Prill. There's a joke among the Carolina League broadcasters. It's not the Lynchburg Hillcats, it's the Lynchburg Prillcats. Jason Prill. Great guy, great broadcaster, so you'll enjoy listening to him call all the action next week up in the mountains of Virginia. 3-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Two punch outs for Nick Altermat. And that's two batters faced, two up, two down. Noah Meyer, center fielder, will bat. Meyer stands in. A walk, a fly out. It was a sacrifice fly, then a strikeout looking against Luke Bell. First pitch from Altermat inside. And the count's 1-0. Charleston will head to Augusta to play the Green Jackets in a South Division matchup. As for the matchup next week, it'll be a fun one for Kannapolis. 1-1 swing and a miss. Makes it 1-1. Lynchburg at 11-9 currently. Kannapolis at 11-8 if current results hold. It'll be a matchup of two teams within a half game of each other in the overall standings. This one fouled off. 1-2 on Noah Myers. Lynchburg out of the Cleveland Guardians organization. They've got a pretty highly touted prospect in Ralphie Velasquez, the former Miami Hurricane. 1-2 up and inside. 2-2 on Noah Myers. Lynchburg's got a pretty good roster this year in the North Division. 2-2 in the way from Altermat. Low and outside. Count will run full on Myers. Ricardo Gonzalez awaiting on deck in this top of the eighth inning. Altermat's pitch fouled off. Still a full count. The Ballers will not host Lynchburg this year. They will only visit next week here, and it'll be May 1st next week. My goodness, 3-2. Skied high and deep center, backtracking Matt Hogan. He's still going back, warning track, leaps and hits the wall, but makes the grab for the out. And that'll send us into the bottom of the eighth inning, a flyout into center for Myers. 1-2-3 frame, two punch outs and a flyout. Bottom eight we go, top of the order, Nishida, Galani, and Connor when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. We'll offer this one. It's fouled off by Nishida, 2-2. Another arm warming down the line for the Ballers. Working from the line, Mejia's 2-2. Fouled off. Oh, up here in the press box. Heads up. Almost ended up in the lap of Jason Kemp, broadcaster for the River Dogs. He's already picked up some souvenirs from Kannapolis. I don't think he wanted a foul ball. 2-2 count. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Nishida goes chasing on an upstairs fastball. And Mejia gets a strikeout. It's his second of the day. One out now. Due up is Ryan Galani. Slider changeup for Adam Boucher, the former Duke Blue Devil. First pitch to Ryan Galani. Lifted high and foul. It's 0-1 on the Ballers left fielder. Galani, an eventful day. And a little triple that produced an RBI back in the fifth inning. And that's the only run on the board for Kannapolis so far today. His hip-high pitch as well. And wasn't too thrilled about it. 0-1, swing and a miss upstairs. It's 0-2. Almost hit Walker Brook. Our ticket sales executives. Two-one pitch. Blooper, shallow right. Backtracking Colmenares. Backpedaling makes the grab for the out. And that's the second out. A little P4 now for Arxie. So he is 0 for 4. Everyone stays put. Two outs. And a power bat, Luis Pineda, will stand in. Pineda stands in a big spot. Bases loaded, two outs. Ballers trail by three. Boucher disengages. Fakes the throw to second. He didn't fool anyone. Gonzalez awaiting on deck. Pineda with a double already today back in the fourth. Big spot, first pitch. Boucher throws this one in the dirt. Blocked by Martinez, 1-0. Galani at third on a single. Caden Connor hit by a pitch. He's at second. At first is Albert Sinisian. 1-0 count. Pitch on the way. Low one outside, 2-0. If you need a spark off the bench, you have probably one of the best hitters on the team in Rony Hernandez, who's currently warming up the arm of the bullpen, Billy Seidel. 2-0. Popped up. Shallow right. Colmenares on his butt, and it'll fall into right for a base knock. Galani will score. Caden Connor crosses the plate. Stopping at third is a Cian. Tying run at third base. A little blooper into right, and Luis Pineda gets bailed out by the turf monster as the ball falls in a shallow right. Colmenares ended up falling, and Trey Morgan just didn't read the ball well. Sean Smedley is going to come out and talk with Andrew Schrock about what I don't know. Now Adam Boucher frustrated on the bump. A Cian at third. At first is Luis Pineda. This has been an emotional warfare here in Kannapolis as Juan Gonzalez will bat in a huge spot. Boucher frustrated at what I don't know. As time called, Rodelius Martinez is going to call time. Boucher throws the rosin back down in disgust. As Mateo playing a million miles deep in right. First pitch to Juan Gonzalez. Squirts by the catcher, Martinez. Here comes a scene, and we are tied in Kannapolis. Bottom of the eighth. A wild pitch from Boucher, and it plates the tying run. Albertson is seeing. Galani scores on. Oh, baby. Has this turned into a ball game? Bottom of the eighth inning. Matt Hogan awaiting on deck. Boucher sets. Here's the pitch. Grounder up the middle. Shortstop ranges over. It's Gonzalez. Throw to first. It's in time for the out. A nice play by Gonzalez. 6-3 grounder on a well-hit ball from Gonzalez. But damage done. The ballers plate three. A two RBI single from Luis Pineda. And then a wild pitch to score Albertson Asian. Makes it a 4-4 ball game. Top of the ninth we go. Looks like Billy Seidel in for the ballers. And we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Billy Seidel on, 6 foot, 220-pound, 24-year-old from Wellesley, Massachusetts, takes over on the bump. First pitch of his day to Ricardo Gonzalez is outside for ball one. It's Gonzalez, Colmenares, and Narciso Polanco in the top of the ninth against Billy Seidel. 1-0 on the way. Been outside, now 2-0. Gonzalez, Colmenares, and Polanco to face Seidel. 15th rounder in 2022 out of Wellesley, Massachusetts, former Duke Blue Devil. Is a Billy Seidel. And he's got the mustache of all mustaches going. 2-0. In there, called strike. 2-1. Him and Garrett Wright out of the bullpen, the mustache bros. Respect. 2-1 count, nobody out. Seidel's pitch on the way. In there, called strike. 2-2. 4-4 your score. Ballers being out hit by the River Dogs 9-7, but they plate three in the bottom of the eighth. And it makes this game oh so spicy. 2-2. Fouled off. And we'll have another 2-2. Kannapolis going for their fifth win in the week. Charleston looking to avoid falling for the seventh time in their last eight games. 2-2. Swing and a foul tip. 2-2 count on Gonzalez. You could say this game has absolutely gone bananas. It's as banana yellow as the baller's tops today. Seidel's 2-2. Inside, almost hits Gonzalez in the foot. And a count runs full. Guys need to wear steel-toe cleats. That would stink, though, because those things are heavy. 3-2 in the way. Inside for ball four. Seidel thought he had strike three, but instead it's a leadoff walk to Gonzalez. Colmenares will bat, one on and nobody out. So Carlos Colmenares stands in, a one on, nobody out. As Colmenares has a chance to kind of turn his luck around. 0-for-3 with a walk is Colmenares last night. Today, he is 0-for-2. Shows bunt, pulls it back. Check swing, did he go around? Yes, he did, says home plate umpire Andrew Schrock. And Colmenares not a fan of the call. 0-1 count. Colmenares calls time and throws his hands up in disgust. Colmenares signed for $3 million in 2021. He was an international free agent signing out of Venezuela. Was one of the more highly touted prospects in the international signing class of 2021. But hasn't really found his way here in A-ball. One shows bunt, pulls it back as that one's inside, 1-1. Colmenares walked his last time up. Gonzalez at first with the walk. Seidel, fourth arm used today by the ballers. Nick Altermat recently on, 1-1. In there like swimwear, 1-2. One-two count, nobody out. Seidel's pitch, up and away. 2-2. Top of the order, Narciso Polanco waiting on deck. Seidel set. 2-2 on the way. Little looper foul. Colmenar has got just a piece of it and keep it 2-2. Colmenar has a strikeout, a ground out back to the mound, and then a walk. River Dogs were put down in order in the eighth inning by Nick Altermat. Seidel's 2-2 away. Now count will run full. Just being observant this series, I don't know if there's a reason really to pitch around Colmenar. 3-2 pitch. In there, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Seidel didn't pitch around him, gave him a slider right down Broadway, and Colmenar is down on strikes for the second time today. Seidel strikes out a batter for the first time in his outing. One out, Narciso Polanco, the batter. Polanco had a solo homer in the third inning. It was his first home run as a River Dog. First pitch. Inside corner, 0-1. Nice pitch from Billy. Seidel has a hefty pitch mix. Sinker, cutter, slider, changeup for the former Duke Blue Devil. 0-1 count. He'll set, works from the stretch. Check on the runner at first. Tag applied, not in time, though. Count is still 0-1. Wind blowing out to right. In this ninth inning, 4-4 your score. Kannapolis rallying for three runs at the bottom of the eighth. 0-1. Upstairs and away. 1-1 the count. Fascinating, fascinating baseball game. In this series finale between Kannapolis and Charleston. Seidel's 1-1 upstairs. And it's 2-1. Adrian Santana waiting on deck. Teeth. 2-0. Swinging a foul tip off the mitt of Gonzalez. It's 2-1. Trey Morgan, first baseman, awaiting on deck. Seidel will come set, first base side of the rubber. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball had Santana flailing. And the count's 2-2. Santana, an above average switch hitter, of course. He didn't start hitting lefty, though, until his sophomore year in high school. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Billy Seidel picks up his second punch out of the week. And Adrian Santana is down on strikes. So two outs. And Trey Morgan, the batter, 2-1 for Charleston. Morgan will stand in. Single and a couple of ground outs for him today. First pitch from Seidel. Fastball in there, called strike. 0-1. Seidel not afraid of Trey Morgan, who has been a pretty good batter all week for the River Dogs. As infield umpire William Pascal calls a balk. And that puts a damper in the inning for Kannapolis as Seidel's balk moves the runners up. Oh, one fouled off. Morgan will now have an 0-2 count. So now things just got a little more interesting with the runners on second and third. Oh, 0-2 count, two outs. Ninth inning we are. 0-2 from Seidel. Up and in, almost hits Morgan in the arm. 1-2 count, two outs. Seidel set of the bump. Deep breath, here's the pitch. Inside, it hits Morgan in the hip, and he throws the bat down in disgust. Not a fan of being hit in the hip. It hurts like the Dickens. 95-mile-an-hour pitch hits him in the hip, and he will walk to first base. Hit by pitch. Bases chock full of puppies with two out for Wu Shin. So now this is an interesting spot. Wu Shin, a multi-hit game, two singles and two flyouts. First pitch, Seidel attacks the zone and finds strike one. No balls and a strike on Wu Shin. He singled in the first and fourth. Flew out in the fifth and seventh. 0-1. Another attack of the zone. 0-2. Seidel has found life. And the most important spot in this top of the ninth inning. Seidel with a breath. 0-2 count. Two outs. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball outside. He tried to get a little fancy. And the count's 1-2. Shin stands in. 1-2 from Seidel. Just a bit outside. 2-2. Close call on the slider. And now Juan Gonzalez will come talk with Seidel. Last thing you want here is a walk. That would do some damage. Of course, a base hit would do more. You can't let Wu Shin reach. Strikeout or a lazy fly ball would do a lot of good. Seidel now sets, 2-2 count on the first base side of the rubber, pitch on the way. Line drive over the head of Arxie into center for a base hit. That'll be Gonzalez scoring. Here comes Polanco, two runs cross the plate, and Wu Shin comes through in the clutch. A two RBI single has plated at two runs for the River Dogs, who now lead 6-4 in the top of the ninth inning. To second goes Morgan, and with two outs, here comes Daniel Milwee, and Billy Seidel's day is done. Angel Mateo will bat, but not before a new arm enters. We'll be right back as Seidel gives up two runs. New arm on the way. We'll be right back in Kannapolis. 6-4, Charleston on top. Well, this game has been bananas. Top of the ninth inning, two outs, and new arm on the bump, Christian Edwards takes over as Billy Seidel gives up a two-run single to Wu Shin. First pitch to Anel Mateo. Fastball upstairs. It's 1-0. Edwards, 6'3", 205-pound, 25-year-old, an 11th-round pick in 2021 out of Jacksonville State. First pitch, fouled off. A one count. A one count, two outs. Edwards on the bump, sets. Dancing, Morgan takes off on the 0-1. Inside of the plate, throwing a second. Did they get him? No, Nishida drops the ball. Stolen base for Morgan and Shin. 1-1 count of the plate on Angel Mateo. Mateo, three strikeouts and a single today. Two one count. Edwards' pitch in the dirt, blocked by Gonzalez. 3-1. Martinez 1-for-4. He's on deck. 10 hits for the River Dogs. Been a lot of lead changes in this one. 3-1 count. Edwards sets. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball 4. A free pass issued, and Angel Mateo will take a walk. Third walk of the day for the Ballers pitching staff in the ninth inning, as they've kind of crumbled in this one. Rodelis Martinez stands in. Two outs. And runners at every base for Charleston. Edwards' pitch inside and low, 1-0. Edwards 2-1 with a 0 ERA, 4 1/3, one hit, two runs, none earned. Four walks, five punch outs. Opponents are batting 071. Edwards' pitch. Grounder to second, Nishida will field cleanly, and to first he goes for the out. 4-3 grounder, Martinez is the third out. Damage done, though. River Dogs plate two on a single from Wu Shin. As Hogan, Felix, and Nishida will bat. Ballers trail by two, looking to make a comeback. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Ballers trying to find a way to rally here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Down by two. River Dogs not going down without a fight. 3-2. Fouled off over here. Just not enough oomph on it. If it had a little more oomph on it, I would have made the grab. 3-2 count, nobody out. Pitch on the way. Popped up, foul ground. Staying alive is Hogan. Looks like it's Luis Hernandez warming down the line for the River Dogs rather than Inger Garcia. Saw the 20, and I couldn't tell if it was a 7 or a 0. 3-2. Swing and a miss. There's a strikeout for Boucher. Hogan down on strikes. One out, and Felix, the batter. One count on Hendrick Felix. 91 mile an hour pitch from Boucher. 0-1. Felix takes a breaking ball. 0-2. Quickly 0-2. As Hendrick Felix trying to get on base for the second time today. 1-for-3 with a single. 0-2. Tapper foul. Still 0-2. Grounded foul again. Felix staying alive and battling. Boucher just trying to find strikeouts. He's not having trouble finding the zone. 0-2. Fouled off. Felix staying alive. Pitch. Time called by Hendrick Felix. He was not granted time. And Felix not a fan of the call at all. He called time, wasn't granted it, and Boucher gets the strikeout. So there's two outs. And ballers down to their final out. Riku Nishida will bat. So Nishida in. 0-for-4 today. Trying to spark his day. First pitch, swing and a miss, 0-1. Count, a 92 mile an hour heater from Boucher on the first pitch to Nishida. 0-1, fouled off, 0-2. Ballers down to their final strike today as they're trying to avoid falling for the second time in their last three games. With a loss, they still would have the series win 4-2, but they were looking for win number 5, 0-2, low. It's 1-2. Still a good series. Kannapolis and Charleston, of course, battling quite often here. 1-2 count, two outs. Here's the pitch. Line drive to third. Diving is Polanco, and he makes the play. And that is all she wrote. Game over today here in Kannapolis. Final score, Charleston takes it. They push hard late and score four runs in the back third of baseball. And they win it 6-4 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers on Construction Day. And that is the completion of a six-game set here between Kannapolis and Charleston. As we will send it now to a break. We'll do the post-game show and get you caught up about today's game and all the details for this upcoming week with the Lynchburg Hillcats, and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back into the broadcast booth here high atop Atrium Health Ballpark as the Kannapolis Cannonballers fall on the series finale to the Charleston Riverdogs. A very hard-fought game, a game where we saw a lot of action late, but Kannapolis ends up on the wrong end of a barn burner of a series finale, their 20th game of the season, and they move with the loss to 11-9, a game over 500. Charleston to 8-12, four games under 500. In the Carolina League South Division, we'll see how the rest of the day plays out. It's certainly going to be an interesting little series coming up next week against the Lynchburg Hillcats out of the Cleveland Guardians organization for Kannapolis. But as for today, 6-4 your final. Kannapolis is out hit 10-7. They have one error on the board, none for Charleston. Boucher gets the win out of the bullpen with two innings, 3-1 with a 5.91 ERA now. Billy Seidel gets handed his first loss of the season. He is now 0-1 with a 5.40 ERA. Ballers fall today by a final score of 6-4. Four of those six runs for Charleston came in the back third of baseball, 2 in the 7th, 2 in the 9th. As the Ballers fall in the late run status. They do get three runs at the bottom of the eighth. They made a comeback effort, but a late RBI single from Wu Shin proves to be the damage for Charleston's offense. That hands Kannapolis the loss in today's action. Narciso Polanco got the scoring started for Charleston at the top of the third of the home run. Noah Myers a sacrifice fly in the fourth. Ryan Galaney gave the Ballers their first run of the day in the fifth with an RBI triple that scored Matt Hogan. Adrian Santana, a 2-RBI single in the 7th. Luis Pineda got a 2-RBI single in the bottom of the 8th that made it a one-run ball game. And then a wild pitch from Boucher, who ended up getting the win for the Charleston Riverdogs. The wild pitch that tied the ball game. Wu Shin, though, plays hero. And it's 6-4 is your final score. Galaney, 2-for-3 with an RBI. Luis Pineda, 2-for-4 with a pair of RBI. Another solid day for Pineda. Back-to-back games with runs batted in. As the Ballers will look to regroup. 7 hits, 3 RBI. They struck out 11 times. A notable number, only 1 walk in the entire day. For the Ballers' offense, it was not a day where they really needed to play patient. They saw a lot of strikes today. However, just a few too many strikes right down Broadway and a few too many missed bats. 11 strikeouts. For the Ballers, Bockenstedt, 5 innings, just 2 strikeouts, 7 hits, 2 runs allowed, 1 walk. Bell, 2 runs on 2 hits in 2 innings with a walk and 2 punch-outs. Altermat, a clean inning of work with 2 punch-outs. Seidel gets the loss, 2/3 of an inning, 2 runs, 2 walks, a hit and 2 punch-outs. And then Christian Edwards comes in and just cleans up in the ninth inning. It's one third of an inning, with a walk. And in today's action for the Riverdogs, a 3-hit day for Wu Shin. He proved to be the hero, of course. 3-for-5 with 2 RBI. 2-for-5 day at the plate for Adrian Santana with 2 RBI. 0-for-2 with an RBI for Noah Myers. And then Narciso Polanco, of course, with the home run. Good day on the bump for Chandler Murphy, their starter. 3 shutout innings with a hit, a walk, and 4 punch-outs. Dowd, 3 innings, 1 run on 3 hits. As the Riverdogs take the win today, 3-1 becomes Boucher now. 3 runs on 3 hits in an inning and 2/3. He gives up a lot of runs, but the Riverdogs clean up and pick up the victory. Time of the game, 2 hours and 38 minutes of the game action here in Kannapolis. Attendance, 3,198 fans enjoying what turned out to be a beautiful day for baseball here in Kannapolis. That will send us into a new series. Charleston will head to Augusta. The Ballers will head to Lynchburg, Bank of the James Stadium, to play the Lynchburg Hillcats out of the Cleveland Guardians organization. As Kannapolis will look to pick up some wins against a North Division opponent as they look to stay in the race in the South Division in the Carolina League. For everyone here in Kannapolis, thanks for tuning in all week. We had a blast, of course, all week. It's been a great week of baseball. Q's weekend, construction day, all kinds of fun here at Atrium Health Ballpark, and we can't wait to have you. Our next home game, well, that's going to be a little bit of time. It is going to be in May. It'll be, of course, May 7th is our first game back. That is against the Delmarva Shorebirds out of the Baltimore Orioles organization. And let me tell you something, Delmarva currently on the year. They're the worst team in the Carolina League, 3-16. So they might come into Kannapolis stumbling again. We'll see how this week shapes up, of course. Kannapolis might be able to pick up some wins next time they're home, so be sure to grab your tickets. KCBalders.com or call 704-932-3267 to get your tickets today. For everyone in Kannapolis and everyone here in the broadcast booth, I'm Dan Helody saying thanks for tuning in, and I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love, love baseball. Stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Kannapolis falls today 6-4, but they pick up the series victory 4-2 over the Charleston River Dogs. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Drive home safe if you're on the road, and be sure you enjoy the action in Lynchburg. Jason Prill will have the call all week for you as the Hillcats host the Ballers for a 6-game set at Bank of the James Stadium. Have a great Sunday, and we'll see you back here on May the 7th against the Delmarva Shorebirds. Have a great one, everyone.